Today is Wednesday, May the 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I had some weird pauses in there. I was thinking, oh, may the 4th be with you. And then I thought, oh, that's stupid. But I said it anyway, so there you go. But I was just thinking. So, yeah. A lot of stuff happened. We're all fine. It's all good. But I'll go into detail because I know all of you are just waiting with bated breath. So I recorded on Monday. And I released that yesterday. But here is what happened. So we had boarded Sydney and Shane on Saturday because we did the whole, you know, Filipino trip to the Kansas City to the, oh, by the way, and I've said this already, but I just want to reiterate, casinos outside of Vegas, at least a casino in rural Kansas. Well, I guess Kansas City is not rural, but anyway, I'm sure there are nice casinos outside of Vegas. But if you go to these Mississippi River casinos, because it is the stupidest thing. It's illegal to have a casino in the state. But if you put the casino on a boat, all of a sudden, because it's floating in water, it's magically legal. Anyway, these casinos are usually shit. And there are other places, there are Native American reservations that have casinos because they have different laws and they can have casinos. And so although those are a lot of times not as good as the Vegas casinos either, I'm thinking maybe the Atlantic City, I've never been to Atlantic City, but maybe the Atlantic City casinos are better. Anyway, regardless, it was not good. The room was not good. So we had boarded Sydney and Shane. And I'm beginning to think we need to find a dog sitter that will either come stay at the house or let them stay at their house. That's like a onesie twosie. They don't put them in cages or, you know, do anything like that because Sydney does not do well. I don't know. She just, and then Shane is old and he's deaf. And he coughs all the time, and my mom thinks he has a trachea problem, but apparently the vet diagnosed him with chronic bronchitis. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, we did that. We boarded them. Everything seemed to be fine on Sunday, except it was weird. Sydney was wet. Her neck was wet, and her ears, and her butt. I was like, why is she wet? When we picked her up. And so anyway, Monday, though, Sydney, Mark messaged me. He was downstairs. I was upstairs. Sometimes he messages me because he doesn't want to come up the stairs and says, our dog pooped all over the place. And then he cleaned that up and then she did it again. And he said, oh, I guess I should have walked her yesterday. So then, we fed her lunch at lunchtime, and then about an hour after lunch or so, she was up here hanging out with me upstairs in my office, and she threw up on the floor. It was pretty much all of the food that she ate for lunch. I cleaned it all up, and then, maybe an hour later, she threw up again. I guess it wasn't all of her lunch the first time because it was more of the same thing. I cleaned that up. And then she goes downstairs to hang out with Mark, I guess, and I get another message from him that she has had diarrhea on the floor. And he cleans it up, and I come downstairs, and it had stuck to her because she has long hair. One of the bad things about having a long-haired dog is if they have unfortunate accidents, they get stuck in their hair. So I had to wash her, and then I needed to blow-dry her while he was cleaning up the mess. So then, I don't know, this happened. She had diarrhea 4 or 5 times over the course of the next 3 hours, maybe. We would get her cleaned up. And then she would have to, and this is gross. I'm so sorry. You know, if you're eating, please pause right now. But we were sitting on the couch and she starts running. She starts kind of circling weirdly. And we're like, what is going on? And I hear this loud farting noise. And this diarrhea shoots out of her butthole onto the floor. Well, it's got blood in it. So anyway, the reason I in the middle of all of this, I mean, we gave her three baths, not full baths, but like putting her in the shower, washing her down, her butt down, but her feet get wet, like everything. Then we need to blow dry her so her hair doesn't get all matted and everything. We have to brush her and blow dry her and all that. And then it would happen again. Well, and I tried to record in between all of this. But we had rolled up all of the rugs because dogs, especially Sydney, when they want to poop or pee, they tend to go to rugs or carpet, at least in my experience. And we didn't want her or throwing up anything. They want to do it on carpet. So we rolled up all the rugs. We were having to watch her. We didn't want her to get on the couch. She normally is free to get on the couch. She sleeps with us normally. Like it's a, and so, but I ran upstairs and I recorded something. Well, the mixer records on a micro SD card. I have to take it out of the mixer and put it in the computer in order to edit the file. I have a dock for my Mac Mini that has a micro SD reader, a slot, and a regular SD card, which is much larger. I went to stick the micro SD card into the micro SD card slot, and I missed that slot and hit the larger slot. The micro SD card fell into the dock, like into the internals of the dock. And at this point, I just could not. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to take this thing apart to get at this micro SD card. And I don't have time to do all of this and deal with Sydney and cook dinner and like all of this stuff. And, you know, we've got rugs rolled up all over the place. Anyway, she ended up having more diarrhea. There was blood in it, like I said. And so I got worried. And so we took her to the emergency vet around 9 o'clock at night, 9:30, something like that. And they checked her out. They gave us some medicine. They were offering to do. She said, the vet said, well, she seems very alert and playful. She said she doesn't have a fever. She said her blood pressure is fine. Her heart rate is good. There are no tender spots when we, you know, when we, I don't know, inspect her belly area. She said, so I don't think it's anything serious. She said, it's probably just stress or maybe she ate something that didn't, you know, didn't sit well with her when she was boarding or whatever. But she said, I don't think it's anything too serious, but we can do blood work. We can do an X-ray as well. Well, at the emergency vet, just the cost of the exam alone was $175. And then the medicine and everything else wasn't like another $100. And then if you wanted to get the blood work, that was another couple of $100. So if we wanted the blood work along with the medicine and the exam, it was about a $475 charge. But if we didn't do the blood work and just got the exam and the medicine, it was $275. I said, you know, if you think she's okay, I think we're going to skip the blood work. There was also, they could have done a pelvic X-ray to see if like she had a toy stuck somewhere. I said, well, you know, the normal vet will open in the morning. And if you're saying she has no fever, her heart rate's fine, she's not tender, you know, she's active and everything, and you can give us some anti-diarrhea medicine. That was like key. Because I was sick of having to clean up all this shit, literally. And so they said, yeah, we can do that. So I paid the $275. We got the medicine. And you know, we didn't get a lot of sleep because it was both Stormy and Sydney. We couldn't put her in the bed. And so she was not having that. She wasn't very happy about that. But anyway, and we didn't get much sleep. I didn't get much sleep Saturday night because Mark didn't get back to the room until 3 a.m. and I couldn't really get to sleep. And then we woke up early and we had to, he went to mass and then I had to pack and everything. And we had a lunch with the friends and then we came home. And then Sunday night, Shane was still with us and he was coughing so bad. And it kept me awake. I didn't get very much sleep at all Sunday night. And then Monday, anyway, it was just not. And so yesterday, I mean, I was just tired. And so yesterday, my plan was I'm going to get the micro SD card out. And I thought I was going to have to take it apart. But I took the, and it's a cool dock. It's the same shape as the Mac Mini. And the Mac Mini sits on top of it. So it looks like just like part of the Mac Mini. But anyway, I pulled it out from underneath and I was showing Mark what had happened and I was shaking it around and miraculously the micro SD card just fell out onto the floor. And so I was able to come upstairs, edit and all that, and then publish it. And I thought, well, I don't want to publish two episodes in one day, but I want to release this. I recorded it. So I thought, well, I'll take a little bit of a break. So I released that. We'll see if I do five this week or if I just do four. It wasn't my fault, really. I mean, I was dealing with diarrhea, dog diarrhea. She's okay now, by the way. We're giving her medicine. We gave her chicken for a couple of days, boiled chicken. But she seems to be doing much better, so. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.